Welcome back, Connoisseurs of Cognac Corner. I'm your biggest fan, Marcus Onesimus Boston, MLB. I want to thank you for listening to the show. I urge you to follow the show on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, plus on Facebook at Cognac Corner. I beg of you to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at MOBoston314 and Facebook at Marcus Onesimus Boston. Let me pour you a glass and enjoy the show. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, ladies, and everything in between. This is Cognac Corner. I am Marcus Onesimus Boston. I am Podcast Poppy. Welcome to the mob. Round of applause for me, because I'm one of the reasons you came.
You're the reason I came. Don't forget for me.
That voice you hear. It's another one. I wish I would need to call it another one. He keeps saying every time he be lying. I know. Y'all sick of me lying to y'all. Well, today we have my new friend, new connoisseur to Cognac Corner, Becca Kuntz. Round of applause, everybody. Give her a round of applause. They gave that white privilege strong clap. My shit was not that long. It's mine. Yep. It's rough, boy. It's a rough time. It's a rough year. We lost Kobe. We took a lot of L's this year, boy. God damn. Woo. Woo. God damn. Now you got to just be. That's where we at now, guys. Where we at in the world, guys? So you got to put on your gangster. And make them respect you now. Motherfuckers. That's where we at these days. They played the whole song. Shit, I thought it was a whole record. Becca, how are you doing? Thank you for coming to Cognac Corner. Look at all the trust. I don't know.
This is a lot of trust happening.
This is the question. I was like, damn, is she trusting me? Because like some of that white guilt is coming through. She's like, they having a rough time. I can at least stretch my quarantine and do something else. Or is it just, am I just a great person? Both are true. And it's okay. You can break that up how you want to. So I was like, I know she don't want to, but like, she was like, I can't be like protesting one day and be like, sorry, bro. Can't come hang out with you because I don't want to die. I was like, you gonna die for me, but not die with me? I don't understand this. Sorry, I might have did too much. At any point I offend, I do too much. Please,
no, I'm just taking it in. I'm still learning a lot about you. I think there's a balance for me of like remembering that taking care of myself as I move forward, and like I want to be at my strongest, and you know, tomorrow I'm going to Clayton and then Ferguson, and just needing to, for me, use the privilege as I have it. And I think there are a lot of different ways to do that. So yeah, I'm excited to talk to you.
I can say I got the best whites in the city. I got a good handful. I got the best. At least for me. I know I have. We in the house of one of my best. My other best is pregnant with her baby. Her husband's African American. He's an African American. That's bad when you start calling him. He's African. No, he's African American. Like, oh, they got me too. Hold on now.
This is black.
That's a brother. He's a brother. And we had a conversation. I was like, hey, you into the shits now, baby. It's one thing to have a best friend that's black. You could there's a way to get out of this. Now you in it. You in it all the way.
Yeah.
Cause he already has a daughter that's mixed, and she's probably like 9 or 10. So, but this is her first, his second, but he's also a cop. Dun da da dun. Ooh, I say, look at God. I said, this is interesting. And crazy. And he's a great guy. He's a genuine great guy. I said, I don't want your life, bro, because you get it on both sides. That's heavy lifting.
And that's, I think, like it's so complex, and there are so many intersections and so many nuances and so many subtleties. And race is literally made up, like literally made up by a white dude.
Yeah.
To rank us and put us on a bullshit hierarchy. He had to put you in a
business model. He had to create a business plan.
Exactly.
And in that process is how he created his infrastructure to justify and monetize.
And why people are like, yeah. Look at what that says about me. Let me jump on board. Because
we got to deal with this shit. Oh, you know what? I mean, yeah, fuck them. Fuck the monkeys. Yeah, absolutely. Let's get this money, man. This shit is great. We can get free labor. Free? Oh, shit. Let's get it moving. I know, girl. Just have a sip. Sip through it. Sip through it. Go ahead. Sip through it.
Yeah. I got to, like, move through it. Like, my body's like.
I ain't even got to the questions yet, guys.
Like, I. Mm-hmm. It's like race is literally made up, and yet everything is about race in this country.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing not about race. There is white supremacy in every fiber of this. Everything
is in the DNA. You can't
in the code, in the systems, in the writing. That are in our minds as codes, as systems that are not going to be broken until you disrupt them, until you actively disrupt them.
Mm-hmm.
And
so they were actively created.
Yeah, you have to take action. You have to do stuff. And obviously, we transcend these bodies. We are more than these bodies. You are in a body. I am in a body. My body looks like this. Your body looks like that. Being in these bodies, we have incredibly different experiences based on what our bodies look like. And that's... It's such a flawed premise.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it in... play out as racism, as transphobia, as homophobia, as ageism, as ableism, as fat phobia, as every type of this. I know that there's supposed to be a section where you shout out resources.
Yeah.
The Body Is Not an Apology by Sonya Renee Taylor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get the Purge sign out the way. It's long.
It is long. The Body Is Not an Apology by Sonya Renee Taylor. She describes this so beautifully. It sits on my desk and I just stare at the picture of her gorgeous body. Can I curse on this show? Am I allowed to say the fuck word? Okay, cool.
I'll be cussing. I got it.
I love it when I don't have to refrain about saying the cuss word.
I don't know if the last time I didn't curse.
So that has been a guru for me, and she has been a guru for me, and it's just like we can't get past the fucking body. We can't get past the body. And it's just, you know, as a fat person, there's fat phobia in this country for sure. But I never felt like anybody would kill me or wanted to kill me because I was fat. I'm sure people hated me and are disgusted by my body for sure. But like, they don't want to kill me. And that's because I'm in a white body. And that's just a different experience.
That's embarrassing. brother.
That's your shit.
Not today. Charge me. Oh, shit. I'm trying to be cute and fuck up the whole... No, there goes that, guys. Good job. There's her. Kill yourself.
So, I heard a white spiritual woman today say, we can embody the rainbow vision, the rainbow woo-woo, whatever, and burn shit down.
Yeah, you can do both.
And I'm like, yeah. Like, this is... like, the whole... It's all built on a fallacy, and so we're all going to suffer because it's so far from the truth of what is. Yeah. How do you feel? What do you have to say?
Mama told me.
Are you on that last part? We're all going to suffer?
Yeah.
Obviously, yes, that is... black and brown people, black people and brown people suffer, period. Yeah.
I want to play a game now. You ready for my game?
Yeah. The questions?
60 shots brought to you by Big Stu Films Photography. You can find him on Instagram at Big Stu Films, also at Big Stu Studio. He is my photographer, my creative dojo master, and he's the man that makes me look a lot better than I should. If you've seen me on any of the sites, Hinge, Tinder, all the other ones, those pictures I use are from Stu in the podcast, because I be looking like a podcast puppy. That is done by Big Stu Films.
I'm late to that game.
Oh, shit. I didn't unplug my damn headphones. Yeah, one job. Oh, we're back. I'm back. Doing the most, sir. Sorry about that. It's all of it.
I'm here with you.
I haven't eaten. I'm on the cognac. I'm playing with fire. I'm playing with Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. We're getting Jesus' ass in a minute. We'll find these questions first.
You mean Jesus?
Jesus. My mechanic name is his shop is called Jesus, but it's G-Z-U-S.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a real nigga shit. Just like Martin Luther King. I said, you can't get no blacker than this. I love black people. I'm saying, God, I love black people. Black people, if people get out of our way, God damn, the world was great when we was not worrying about shit else but us. All right, here we go. Sorry, guys. Missionary or doggy?
Depends.
God damn it. Go ahead.
Explain. Will always, first of all, don't put me in a box. I need to know how your parts fit into my parts,
mm-hmm.
What the connection is, what,
mm-hmm.
both.
All right, I might have to work on that one. Cause that's the second hang-up I've had with that one. It's the second, like, it depends. Like, no, that's A or B. Okay, beach or mountains?
Mountains.
Drunk sex,
but
or
like,
hot?
But oh, like the shit. Green mountains, not the snow-capped mountains, the green mountains, trees.
Okay,
ready.
Work on that one. Drunk sex or high sex?
High sex.
Virgin or porn star?
Virgin or porn star?
Yeah.
Of who I'm fucking?
Yeah.
Virgin, I guess.
Why? Please give me this bullshit ass reason.
I
want the bullshit. Are we still waiting?
I honestly, that one still hasn't landed yet. I don't watch enough porn to know.
Do you have a professional fix your car?
Say again?
You have a professional fix your car?
A professional fixture car?
Do you go to a professional to get things done? Do a professional do things for you?
No, my father fixes things.
Okay, do you have any professionals that do services for you that you take things to?
Yes. Okay. I see where you're going with this. Yeah.
So,
sex workers.
Yeah, so I want a professional. If I have to choose between somebody never been to this, they never fixed a damn thing in their life, or a 20-year carpenter, I'm going to go with the 20-year carpenter.
So my question is, see, this is where I don't watch enough porn to know this answer. So this is a question, and this is why I think I deterred to a virgin, is like, what do you know about the portrayal of women in porn and what that might do to a psyche?
No, I try to follow and support healthy porn stars. I don't like tragic stuff. Yeah, no, I like my shit's realistic as possible, if not amateur.
I can pick my porn star.
Yeah, like I have my. Okay. Yeah, all the ones I enjoy look like they actually enjoy their job. Like they actually
Okay, with some vetting and
yeah, that's
some,
that white people shit. Like no, my black porn is very reasonable. Like yeah, white guy porn is fucking outrageous. Yeah, they into some crazy shit.
That speaks to how fucked up white.
Yeah, I think that goes for all of it. Good. Yeah, I said, what? This is too much. I can't.
It's like, that's when I said, when I go back to like everybody suffers, it's like, y'all suffer, like, black and brown people suffer in a very specific way. But like, there's like, white people are feeling it in way, way different ways, very different ways. But like, there's a lot of that type of fucked up shit.
Yeah, I'd be like, whoa, I'm in the wrong room. Shit, I'm sorry. I was not. Why is this in this section? This ain't supposed to be in here.
Yep.
Get me out this, this. I'm reporting this out of my. This is not the section.
That's what I'm saying. Like when you build an entire thing on a fallacy, that's not going to work for anyone involved in some way or the other. And it looks like it's working because white people have money and white people are powerful and fucking white people. They're suffering in their homes in a very, very different way. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is why, like, mental health, emotional health, that comes into these white terrorists and these white domestic violence. So, yeah, I didn't mean to minimize black and brown pain in this country at all.
I didn't even catch that part.
Okay, well, anyway, so. So, a healthy... We've communicated porn star is my answer. Thanks for talking that one out with me.
Yeah, we're all assuming these are healthy, happy employees.
Yes,
yeah.
Which I think that's like a whole nother podcast is about sex workers because it's like free the body. Like let sex workers.
Yeah.
Let it be respect, you know?
Men can't handle women of power. That's why. It's from since day one. Cardi B or Nicki?
Cardi B.
Blunts or joints?
Joints. But I recently just discovered blunts and I'm into them. The joints.
Is it because the paper's brown and no more little white joints?
Oh, I didn't look into that. Maybe I'll take that back to reflect. I'll journal about it. No, I really liked, I don't ever smoke tobacco, but I really liked that like little tiny sense of the tobacco hit, and it was just like kind of, it's a puzzle to roll, so I'm still working on it for sure. And so I'm kind of in that stage. Yeah, my lungs are not so my lungs are gonna be hurt, so really do bless my heart. Oh,
white liquor or dark liquor?
Dark liquor.
Condoms or Plan B?
Condoms. Well.
Well, I'm trying to think of how many of people have said condoms, and I'm thinking you might be the first or second person. I've had women up and down the spectrum. They all be like, ah.
I mean.
No, I'm with you. Hey. Favorite position.
This is where it's like, God.
Drink to that. Eventually you're going to tell me something.
Favorite position, like gun to my head. Like, doesn't matter who it is, what the parts are like.
The favorite position with the ideal body part that you know works and everything.
But like ideal. Okay.
So the most perfect penis that can do any position, with that is your muse.
Okay.
What is the favorite position?
On my back with legs together to the side. So like Michigan missionary, but like my
yeah,
like,
I'm that's a big dick move. That's a big dick move. that's
all right, well, shout out to all the people.
That's big dick energy. That's a big dick move. That's a lot going on. Like that's a big dick professional move.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think I also like to do a lot with my legs, so I would say any missionary would probably be my answer to that.
Man, that's a first.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what that says about me, but.
No, but you yoga and stuff, so it would make sense. It's extra. God, you got a lot of extra seasoning on that bitch, so that's, you got to know what you're eating. Favorite sex food?
Something quick.
What? That's not an answer. Fruit, what does that mean?
Fruit sandwich.
Fruit and a sandwich, not the same thing.
Fruit and then a sandwich.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to put pleasure into a box, and that's what you're asking me to do here, and I love pleasure. And so food, sex, those are all things things that I love. Right now.
This is the whitest episode of my life. I love it.
Well, you're in for it. Take a seat.
She's Miracle Whip. She got that tangy zip. She didn't have mayo. Ew. She didn't have helmet. I love Miracle Whip, so.
I'm not a Miracle Whip.
You don't want to be.
Hellman's or Miracle Whip? I'm Hellman's.
Hellman's is fucking nasty.
Well,
that's mayonnaise. We use mayonnaise as a slur. Mayo people. Like, no. You don't want to be mayonnaise. We like. I mean, not mayonnaise. Miracle Whip is the shit. Niggas love Miracle Whip. Hellman's. I go to my white friend's house. I'd be like, the fuck? I'd be like, I want to bring my own jar of Miracle Whip for me.
My best friend, like one of my best friends growing up, she was a white woman. She was in a Miracle Whip. It's like, it's just.
Yeah,
it's,
I like her. She already got me turned on.
Her name is Jenny. You would like her.
Yeah, put me and make me a sandwich, girl. Right? I love your Miracle Whip sandwich.
She's married, though. I got a kid, so.
I ain't never stopped me before.
All
right. I'm an asshole. Hello, Jeff.
Girl, what the Addy? I'm on my way.
I texted you.
I'm a little faded, bro. We might get a couple set on the mic tonight.
And I sent you my location. I sent you my pin.
Yeah, okay. I'm faded. You better get the mic ready.
Bye, Jeff. Love you. Jeff's girlfriend's black with a mixed son. I have some crazy fucking friends. I have so diverse friendship. Like he's white, but he's a good white, and she's like a county brownie, but like she's in touch with her blackness as well. So she's black, but she like working like a very bougie ass school and shit. But she feels black pain is ain't black pain, but she know she's like Hillary from Fresh Prince. It's like Hillary, but she's more like Ashley. She's like Ashley from Fresh Prince. I would say that's who she would be. So the character Ashley, she was, yeah, she wasn't as out of the world as fucking Hillary, because Hillary was fucked up. But Ashley was like who she is. She's very nice. I love her. Name is something. I can't remember her name. Anyway, sorry for that rant. This is alcohol. Bar club.
Bar.
Fake nails are natural.
Natural.
I should took that out. That was a waste of a line. When was the first time you fell in love?
This is going to be a... You're going to have something to say about this answer, but honestly, it was with myself. So, 2015, 2016. Yep. I said it. I told you. You have to understand that...
I feel like I'm talking to Erykah Badu right now.
Oh.
Long walk.
It's honestly, yeah, so my part, like, I hated myself because of how fat I was for 26 years. Mm-hmm. Every moment, talk about pleasure with food, like, I was dieting every single moment and could not even see that I had a white body because I was so obsessed of how fat my body was. Mm-hmm. And I was in this incredibly toxic relationship with myself. And so all of my relationships were toxic.
Absolutely.
And it felt like love, but I was not in love with these people.
You can't talk success to a person that only understands failure. So if your body is giving you negative, you can't even understand, you can't even interpret positive whatever, because your body won't hear it. Yeah, it's like trying to read Chinese and never read Mandarin a day in your life.
Exactly. So that was that's my answer. 2016. I've never felt a love like I've felt with myself, and it's really helped me see like the standard for love that I will hold moving forward.
Amen. I had a sound effect for that. I had to say it myself.
Amen to that shit.
Okay.
All right. When was the first time you had sex?
I was 16, 17. Yeah. High school in there. Like, real sex, I think, not till college. I'm just going to leave it at that. You know, there are a couple like benchmarks.
I feel like that college when she met Damien for the first time, man, it really put on the right path. Oh yeah, this is where I'm supposed to be at. Who the fuck? This is living here, baby. Oh, let me quit being a dick. All right. Oh shit, I just took this out too. You won't even have answers for the next three questions of this. After based on the way you answer the first 15 questions.
Okay.
Oh, my damn microphone's tripping. Is yours tripping too?
It's in my ears. Yeah.
Okay. Pornhub or Xvideos? You don't know either.
Pornhub. If I do watch porn, it's on Pornhub. Yeah. When I first started watching, it was X-Tube.
X-Tube's a lot. I don't like how, the organization of it is not.
It felt more like Reddit to me.
And yeah.
I don't understand Reddit.
Me neither.
I think there's a lot of really cool information and like knowledge in Reddit, and I'm just, I don't.
It is not user friendly.
Like, I could not even code my MySpace to be a. That's how behind in the times.
Oh no, I was that motherfucker with that MySpace.
I had some friends, and I was like, damn, yeah. How you like? What'd you have on yours, MySpace?
Oh man, I probably had like bass, like Lakers, like shit. Like, I was a big Jay-Z fan, so I had my, like, it'd be like a Jay-Z background, and each individual box would be a different Jay-Z song. And I was doing the most. I had music, and I had videos, and animation, and I was out here. I had all the codes of mine. I would change
that's
it.
Awesome.
And then, like, back then, I would have so you know, you remember you had like, the ring, the songs, like people would call to be a song.
Oh yeah.
So I would have during the week like a rap song. On a weekend it'd be like an R&B song.
Oh,
I was out here. I was playing too much. Or like in the daytime be a rap song. At nighttime I change it to like, you know, after 9 it'd be some smooth shit. Probably some R. Kelly, some fuck shit. Yeah, I was out here. I played too much.
That to me sounds a little bit like you had a little bit too much time on your hands. So were you playing or were you trying to play?
Play what?
I'm assuming that you're trying to like get the ladies.
I was just doing the most. Yeah. I thought it meant something. It didn't. Like okay. I really
like,
that's why I was giving women way too much credit. Like they care about that silly shit. They don't. That was just me kidding my goddamn self.
You know, I appreciate the effort.
Yeah, I was doing that shit didn't mean nothing to nobody but me.
Didn't even notice that.
I couldn't wait to change. I thought I was a shit boy.
You're like, mom, call me right here at 7:30. I'll be here.
I didn't start fucking until after I stopped doing that shit. Wasted money on bullshit.
Trying too hard.
Doing the most. Started doing nothing. I couldn't stop him. I'm sorry. Anywho, enough about me. Look at my pocket. Wesley Pipes or Lex Steel. You don't know those names, do you? Yeah, I'm sad that I do. Favorite porn category?
I mean, I always start with big, like, big, beautiful woman.
I do, too. I go, damn.
Like, I'm being that shit. I'm being right there. BBW, what's next? What would my hand say?
I go there first, and then I go interracial, and then I'll go... Then I hit my favorites. I start putting in searching names and see if they got anything new. See, I'm on a paywall site. I'm on a premium, so okay. It's crazy over there.
Okay,
it's like it'd be in 4K, 1080p. It'd be like the whole thing. Like, you know, on the free side, you just see like maybe 10, 15. You might get a good HD, you know, full one, like 30 minutes or more. Mm-hmm. See, these, I'm gonna get the whole experience. I'm getting all of it. All the production I need.
You're getting the foreplay.
I need the production.
And the cuddle after.
I need the story.
With
I need
the fruit and then the sandwich. You're getting the whole timeline.
I need the story. Yeah, I need to know how this happened.
I respect it.
And on this paywall, everything is all of it. So I'm getting all the 4K HD long version. So I'd be like, I don't like her shoes. I don't believe her.
That's one of the main reasons why I don't even fuck with porn too much is because it's like I'm so like I don't like the way she sounds or like
no
like I it just I and by the time that I find something that I like I'm not even horny anymore. So
I wouldn't believe you want to be there. Some people just be there. I know who gonna give me a performance. Like she came to win every time. She never lets me down.
Okay, so you got to find a person that you like.
Yeah, I want you to feel like you're just showing up and you're just here for the ride. I want you to be like, I want my porn to be like Rome, the Colosseum, gladiators.
Okay.
Where everyone wins.
Okay.
If I feel like it's just fight back, punch him, like do something. This one just, I don't believe you. I'm not buying this shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, boo.
Yeah, I think that's one of the other categories I type as amateur, because it's...
Boy, I'm sorry, everybody. I don't know what my life has come to. Yes, Jeff?
You don't know what your life has come to. Dad lived in fuck to us.
Jeff, where you at?
I'm in Bent Park. I'm heading your way.
Okay. The door's open. We're downstairs. The door's open. We're downstairs.
Listen, I'm still following quarantine rules. I told you this.
Right. Don't come downstairs. We'll pause and I'll come upstairs. So let me know when you get here. All right. I'll come upstairs. All right. We have rules here. Some people respect them.
I do. I'm not fucking with that shit.
No, I will go upstairs and we'll take a pause and I'll go upstairs and take care of my business and I'll be right back down. Back to what I was saying. House or condo?
House.
Cat or dog?
Dog.
Natural hair or fake hair? I should take that out. That's not even that thing for you.
For someone else?
Threesome or
whatever you want.
Threesome or orgy? Come on, pleasure. We're waiting to hear this one.
Orgy can be just four or more.
Mm-hmm.
In general or regular, like one-time experience or
extended however you want to cut that cake.
Well, I've never been with four people. So I would say that. Orgy.
Okay. I was like, huh? I got confused. Music during sex or silence?
Music.
Doucet or Henny? You don't. Okay. You've had Doucet.
I like it.
You've never had Hennessy, but that's in the other bottle. So that's a horrible question. Took this out. You don't know the Henny, so you can't say what you don't know. Jay-Z or Nas?
Nas.
Polo or Tommy?
No preference. Polo. Polo.
I'm gonna skip the next one because if you had a hard time with iPhone or Android.
iPhone.
Mary J. or Whitney Houston?
Whitney.
That's the white in you. Cash Money or No Limit?
I don't know those.
God damn.
Listen.
It's okay. White. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. I should have did better. I should have put like Alanis Morissette and.
I am like very white. Very white.
Yeah. Yeah.
My family is very white.
Leggings or sundress?
Leggings. Well, sundress really came through when I had to pee in the park. So I'm going to say sundress. But on a day-to-day leggings. But respect for the sundresses.
Thongs or boy shorts?
Thongs.
Kaepernick or Tom Brady?
Kaepernick.
Have you ever been with a married man?
Had sex with a married man.
Not go out to lunch, no?
No.
spit or swallow? Who wrote this? What the nasty? I'm sorry. I don't know who did these.
Why would I waste it? Why would I clean it up?
Bless your heart. I will watch your porn. I'm sorry. I don't even know why I wrote these last two. I really must have been just chilling. Eating ass or nah?
What did I say earlier about pleasure?
I mean, you said you have a blanket. Like, I don't know if I don't know what that means. That means a lot of things. It's about a versus specific questions to get the answers. I don't know.
Yeah.
She told y'all she was really white. Cocaine or pills?
Neither.
Look at you. Well, that was 60 shots, actually only 37, and brought to you by Stu. Sorry, Stu. Big Stu Films. How you feeling?
I'm feeling nice. I like this. Do say.
Yeah, it's once you get over that first the first sip, the rest of it feels like why it takes on me to find you. Where have you been all my life?
It's nice.
It is everything I want it to be, and I do. Okay. All right. Let me see. All right. So give that. Put it on my tab. So any announcements, we'll skip that because I got announced nothing. Anything you want to share? Any announcements? Nope. Because you just out here doing the best. Oh. No, well, it won't be out in time. This won't be out till maybe next week. So I can say we're going to be out tomorrow, but who knows?
I don't even know what day it is anymore, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm confused about life.
Yeah. All right. Give me your recommendations again. This is the Yak and Rec section of the thing.
The first one that I mentioned earlier was The Body's Not Apology by Sonya Renee Taylor. She dives into kind of what we're talking about, like just the oppression of the body in all of the different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Love her. And then there's a book called Trust by Ayanla Van Zant that is just also amazing.
What else you got? That's it?
That's why, I mean, recommendations on like music.
Besides that book, which sounds very dope and amazing, like what are you listening to? Like music that's cool to get you through everything or you feel is worth sharing?
Wow, I gotta go to my are you on Apple Music or Spotify? That's my question to you. Pandora.
I respect Steve Jobs. I'm on Apple.
Respect. Just my most recent song was Budding Trees by Nako and Medicine for the People.
What genre is that?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, we're going to go to my list because I don't know what the fuck road she took us down.
This Childish Gambino just released a new album recently.
I saw that.
And I don't think I'm allowed to play it probably, but just the first track, it's like 000 and it just stopped me in my tracks. So I've been listening to that on repeat for, I get that where like I'll get a song where I just repeat it and I just like can't get enough of it. And then I playlist.
See what the song is.
He is just an incredible, incredible artist in every facet. And respect to my brother.
I thought it was playing. Oh.
I just get lost in this track. I just put it on repeat and it's just like, I don't know. I put this album on when I was cleaning the house, and this one, I don't know what I was doing, but I was just like, I had to stop moving.
Jeff, are you upstairs?
Girl, I'm out front. What's up?
All right, I'm coming up. All right, everybody. We're going to take a pause for the calls. Yes, you won't really know because I just paused the audio track. And I'll be right back.
How long does it usually go?
How
long?
Ma, Cristal. Hey, how you doing? Hey,